You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Doc Pound? Nathan Zagura with you here back in Berea with Matt Wilhelm, Michael Regai, and now we are joined by Doug Deacon for the Roundtable brought to you by Blue Point Grill, located on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. Blue Point Grill, grill with an E.com for reservations. The best seafood restaurant in town, Silver Spoons Award winner to that regard, and that's a reputation it earned by serving the absolute freshest and highest quality seafood. With a name like Blue Point, you know oysters are a big deal, over 75,000 shucked every year, just the way that Matt Wilhelm likes them. Huge king crab legs, succulent lobster tails, oysters, as I said, from both coasts. They've got great steaks, great service. Make that reservation at Blue Point Grill. Take someone special and have a great, great time, a VIP experience for everyone. Doug Deacon now joins us on the Roundtable, of course, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Doug, big story of the week, obviously Johnny Manziel making his first NFL start. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, for everybody it's going to be exciting. And I think, we have to appreciate where Brian Hoyer had gotten us because, you go back to that first game where Ben Tate had gone out in the first quarter and he had the two rookie running backs and he's kind of describing the plays to them as they get to the line of scrimmage. He got us to 7-4 and then unfortunately he got us to 7-6. But with that said, I think Mike Pettine summed it up the best the other day when he said, this is about the 11 guys, just not the one guy. And everybody contributes. And I think, for Johnny to have success, everybody's going to have to step up their game, like he mentioned. The obvious one would be Josh Gordon. I think, he has to play better. He has to be the Josh Gordon that we knew last year. And, I think, that's going to be instrumental in any kind of success. But I think it'll be an exciting day Sunday on the lakefront.
What do you think the issue with Josh Gordon is as you see it? Is this an effort issue? Is he out of shape as we've heard some reports? What do you think's going on with Josh Gordon?
I think it's maybe not totally being able to digest what the game plan is, even though he's been in meetings and things like that. But not running or the game plan as much as, most guys that have been here for 12 weeks now or 12 games. I think with that, said, sometimes when you start to think, your body slows down because you're wondering where you're going rather than just, doing it off your ability to, naturally of executing the routes.
Doug, do you think that, again, Johnny Manziel being named the starter will breathe new life into this offense? And how different do you think this offense will look with him as the quarterback of this team?
Well, I think, it'll breathe new life in to some extent because that, kind of holds the other 10 people unaccountable then that have, been out there with him. But with that said, I think, Johnny brings a dimension. We saw last week in the game against the Colts, Andrew Luck was the leading rusher for the Colts, and his 37 yards were pretty important, 37 yards, one for a touchdown. I think, also if you're Cincinnati and they're struggling on defense, it seems like since Mike Zimmer has left, they're probably going to try to contain him in the pocket, which would mean they'd bring their ends more up the field than, at the trying to squeeze the pocket. And if you do that, then you kind of open up the off-tackle running game. And so I think, I'm not sure how they'll approach it, but I would imagine they would not give him the entire field and all his reads, try to cut it down to half a field where, it makes it a little easier because, you're going to utilize his mobility to get him outside the pocket and move the pocket around because that's where his strength is.
Doug, this will be the Browns' second quarterback on the season. They've had four starting centers already this year. And what have you thought of Ryan Seymour's play the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's really hard when you're, watching a game to focus on the center and you miss everything else that's going on. But I think, just talking to some of the other offensive linemen about him, they said, he's got a lot of natural athletic ability. And the thing about him is, it's like everybody that comes in that hasn't taken a lot of snaps, it's just getting up to game speed. And I think, we've seen him improve. And obviously, the running game was decent last week. It wasn't what you maybe had hoped for because, as you look at Cincinnati, I think in their four losses, the least amount of yardage they've given up is like 170 yards.
Yep.
And I think in three of the four losses, they've given up over 500 and some yards total offense. I think we were the lowest at 390 some or something like that. So, this is a defense that, you can take advantage of. And it goes back to Mike Zimmer not being there and you know, a couple of their players, you know, they've lost and they've struggled to, for Berfic, you know, to fill in his role.
Doug, the one thing, again, just speaking of center, it's something that Michael and I have been talking about the first hour of the show is, do you think that Johnny Manziel being the quarterback and his ability to take as many snaps and make things very, very similar to the way Brian Hoyer was, about 65% of his snaps being under center, do you think that's going to kind of hold true for him? Or do you think with a rookie quarterback who's got inexperience in reading defenses is able to do that? And secondly, do you think that also, too, we might see more shotgun situations for him moving forward?
Well, I would imagine you'll see what he's most comfortable with. And I think, you know, you go back and you watch the film at him at A&M, you'll probably see him out of the shotgun a little bit more. But with that said, you know, there's times he's going to be have to be under center. And I think, you know, one thing you want to try to eliminate as much as possible is throws over the middle. I think that's where Brian Hoyer got into a lot of trouble. I don't know how many of the 11 interceptions were throws over the middle, but it seems like the majority of them were.
I think we'll see a lot more of the pistol. I think we'll see more read option principles with Johnny Manziel, take advantage of his speed. What's the impact on the offensive line, though, when you have a guy who can use the read option, who can extend plays? Will it help them with their blocking, getting to the next level, because linebackers will have to freeze a little bit? How do you see this impacting the running game of the Browns and the O-line specifically?
Well, I think you're going to have to honor him, and you're going to have to have all your defenders ready to defense the quarterback in case he keeps the ball. So I think in that way it's got to loosen up the defense for you a little bit. But it gets down to, you know, we've got to run the ball successfully like we did the first time down there where we ran for 170 yards on, 152 carries.
52.
Yeah, so, and I think, 48 of them were the running back. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think it will help, having Johnny there. Because, you know, teams kind of get an idea of what you're doing after a while, and they start to stack the line of scrimmage, and I don't think they'll be able to stack it quite as much, although you're probably going to see a lot more blitzes than we've seen in the previous weeks because he is a young quarterback.
Doug, have you been happy overall with the way that Coach Pettine has managed the quarterback position and giving Brian Hoyer his second chance, last chance, I'll say, against the Indianapolis Colts, and truly kind of feeling that there was time for a change based on the play at the quarterback position?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think, you know, Brian had gotten them to, 7-5 at the point where they gave him another shot. And I think, there's something about Brian Hoyer that I think he relates to. Much like you got Jim Leonard on the defensive side, he's a grinder. He's a guy that's overachieved but has been successful because of his knowledge of the game. And I think that's what Brian, one of his biggest assets is his knowledge of the game. So, you kind of hope and you want that guy to be successful. And if he is successful, it helps the process in a lot of ways because it gives Johnny another week or two to sit there and understand how the defenses react in the NFL. So I think, you know, he's handled it well. And I thought Brian deserved another chance.
Our defense playing at an unbelievable level did so against the Colts. Do you feel in this game against the Bengals that if you can limit the ground game and put the ball in Andy Dalton's hands, the Browns have a very good chance to win? I almost think it's kind of the same blueprint for teams that were playing the Browns under the Brian Hoyer era. Stop the run, make him beat you throwing the ball.
Well, yeah, you look at their stat sheet of the games that they lost this year, none of the games they've rushed for over 100 yards. So I think, you know, that's pretty much standard. You know, you put the ball in the quarterback's hands, and if you got the cornerback that can handle A.J. Green, which I think we do, we've seen that over the last 3 or 4 years. So, we match up well against them.
Doug, what are your expectations of Johnny Manziel, the quarterback, like specifically in regards to I asked the kid, our guest on Fridays for the Friday forecast, the over-under on Johnny Manziel rushing the football 50 yards. Is he going to go over or under? And I'd say 200 yards passing. Is that something you believe that he can go over or go under to beat the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a wild card because, you know, once he gets out of the pocket, and these receivers are going to probably have to make a little bit of adjustment in that regards because of his ability to run, to extend plays, that, you know, to continue their routes. And, you know, Johnny has shown a pretty strong arm, and I think, you know, you can get some big chunks. But, I think, you know, you're going to see Johnny run for probably 40, 50 yards. I would not be surprised by that because there's going to be some times where he's going to be indecisive, and when you're indecisive rather than throwing it away, he has the ability to pick up some yards on the ground.
If he can run for 50 and the backs can run for 100, I think the Browns have a very good shot at winning this game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Final potential home game of the season. Doug, what do you expect it to be like at First Energy Stadium on Sunday?
I think it's going to be exciting, and I think, you know, people have been waiting for it, and you want to know. But by the same token, if it's, you know, not one of those lights-out games by Johnny, you also have to realize it's his first pro game. And he didn't get all that many reps in the preseason because they were trying to get everybody ready. And I don't think anybody really won the job in the preseason. It was just a matter of having confidence on the guy that had the more experience. But with that said, you know, if he's, you know, prepared like we hope he has, it should be exciting and entertaining.
Certainly will be. Doug Deacon joined us here on the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Doug, thanks so much for your time. Looking forward to your call of the game with Jim Donovan on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network this Sunday.
Sounds good.
All right. Blue Point Grill again. Last chance to tailgate before a Browns regular season game. Hopefully you'll get to tailgate before a playoff game. You can get Bloody Marys, oysters, incredible food, valet parking. It's pre-gaming in style. Again, Blue Point Grill, that's grillwithane.com for reservations. Great seafood, great steaks, great service. They've got a great view of downtown and people watching. It's the who's who in town. So take that someone special, score some points, and enjoy yourself at Blue Point Grill. Again, that's bluepointgrillwithane.com for reservations, located on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. We'll be back with here some sound bites from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Johnny Manziel, along with your phone calls, 216-578-0850, when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.